Call me, Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
This does not feel like April. It's a chilly, damp day. Showers off and on. 50 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, the sun is back. Breezy and still cool, 50. Wednesday, slightly warmer, 54 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 39 degrees in Westminster, 47 in Easton, and 43 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. You know, I am happy to be back. Shout out to Andrew Langer for filling in here. And I guess it was Pat McDonough here as well on Friday because I did miss the show on Friday. Pat McDonough, Val, thank you guys so much for filling in. I got some text messages and emails, and everybody loved the shows in my absence. And this is just how great WCBM is. You know, there's a lot of great people that are very talented that work here. And so to be able to take off and then have, you know, people step in that are really just phenomenal. Again, shout out to Andrew Langer and Pat McDonough. I am happy to be back. I have to say it's very difficult watching the news and not being able to speak on it, right? It's difficult because you're used to it, right? It's kind of something that you do all of the time. And I guess I could have done little short videos and posted clips online. But, you know, I was like, all right, I'll wait till I get back. Now, some of the stories are a bit old at this point, so I'm not going to go back and talk about everything. But there's a couple of things I do want to discuss today. I did want to report that Olivia had a great time at Disney. She had an absolute blast. Mommy is now, you know, broke and living in poverty after hanging out with Olivia for a week. But it was all well worth it. As I posted on X, not sure if you guys saw it, and I know we talked about it here, you know, for her to get her grades up significantly this past quarter, I was floored, I was shocked, I was so happy, and so was her dad. So we're very proud of her. So the trip to Disney was definitely well-deserved for Olivia. And I got to say, you know, It's kind of crazy because this trip actually started out really awful. And if you follow me on X, first and foremost, I apologize for not having a filter. If you haven't found out, and you might know this by now, I kind of sort of curse like a sailor, okay? I do. It is something that I could work on. Am I actually working on it? No, I'm not going to lie to you. But I do curse a lot. Well, anyways, just so you know, we had an 18-hour flight delay getting out of BWI, and that is because of the storms that were taking place last Monday. And it wasn't just the weather. Unfortunately, there were some flights that were canceled going to Orlando, and so when our flight was delayed, there was another flight that was leaving out of BWI maybe like an hour and a half after ours. And this is, you know, of course, we were significantly delayed at that point. But we went up to the gate agent and we were trying to figure out if there was a different terminal or somewhere else that we could run to that possibly had an earlier flight because they kept pushing it back further and further. And then I said, all right, you know, if the push comes to shove, we might have to switch airlines, right? So at this point, you can imagine Olivia, she woke up at 5 a.m. because she was just so excited. Right. Even though our flight at that point wasn't until 10, she was so excited. Well, anyways, we get there, we get delayed, and by 1:30 p.m., we went over to the gate agent to see, you know, if we had any options. Well, the gate agent didn't actually listen to what I said, and she immediately assumed that we were on the canceled flight that was going out at 3:30. So she takes my ID, and she actually moves us to the 4:20 flight without even hearing what I'm about to say. Like, she just assumed we were on the canceled flight. Well, lo and behold, she does that. Then we find out that our flight is, in fact, going to leave at 2:20. But guess what? At this point, only 20 seconds have gone by. We lose our spot on our original flight. So our original flight takes off, right? They leaves with our luggage. Now, we're on the 4:20. The problem is the 4:20, because, you know, more storms were coming through. The 420 ended up not leaving until 9:30 p.m., but at that point, around 7 p.m., and lots of tears from Olivia, it was heartbreaking because there was nothing I could do. 7 p.m., I just said, hey, can you just put us on to 7 a.m. tomorrow? Because I can't sit here longer eating airport food with an 8-year-old. And we got to go home. It is what it is. But you can imagine, the trip started out very, poorly. And I actually complained to Southwest Airlines on X. And believe it or not, they gave us vouchers because they did actually investigate it. And they found out that the gate agent, she did move us without even hearing us out. They actually talked to the girl. So shout out to Southwest for doing the deep dive there. But once we finally got out of there the next day, of course, Olivia had a great time. But I was floored that this young lady did that. But apparently it was a shift change. So she was just trying to get everybody on a different flight because that one was canceled. So she didn't really care what the backstory was. She was ready to go home. Well, anyways, that's how it started out. But again, so happy to be back. Like I said, I missed so many news stories. Of course, a lot of them had to do with what was going on in Annapolis. Happy signing day to so many of you. And we are going to talk about the budget. We're going to talk about some of the taxes and the fees. I don't know if you heard, but we're supposedly going to be paying some fees on tires in the state of Maryland. But I did a little bit of research last night. I have the breakdown. And I will tell you what other states are currently charging for new tires. Also, there's going to be some fees on car rentals, the vehicle excise tax, you know about that. So we're going to get into all of those things. But it looks to me that we're going to have a tough time in the state, which many of us already predicted, right? We talked about this. 2025 is going to be hard, even if President Trump saves us money. And we're still the verdict's out on that because, of course, there's a lot of people weighing in on these tariffs. But even if he saves us money on the federal level, here in the state of Maryland, we're really not going to feel it or see it because of what they're doing in state. And so, again, this is why I think more people are talking about leaving the state altogether. Also, as I mentioned in the morning drive there with Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott, I mentioned that Newsmax put out a post, and I actually reposted it on my Facebook page if you want to check it out. Newsmax did a post talking about the Reparations Commission and how, of course, elected officials, Democrats, voted for that commission, which they will pay for individuals to look into whether or not we can do reparations. Now, you already know the answer to that, right? I mean, what is it? Are we at $3 billion, $4 billion deficit now? What is it today? I don't know. I've been gone for a week. What is it today? So we can't, even if they do the study and they feel that some people are owed reparations, which they can't anyways, it's unconstitutional. Right. You cannot discriminate in that way. But say they do that. How are they going to pay for it? How are they going to pay for it? They just had to vote on a cap for these sexual assault victims because they can't fully pay that out. And you're telling me you're going to study reparations because you think what? You're going to magically get money to pay some people who you believe might be owed reparations, even though I'm not a slave. I don't know a slave. I've never met a slave. I've never met a slave owner. I can't tell you, whether or not this is affecting anybody. But they're doing this. And this is why Newsmax reported on it. And of course, you know what's so crazy about it? The picture on this post about the Reparations Commission, it wasn't the, Black Legislative Caucus there in Annapolis, which really pushed this through. The picture was of Governor Wes Moore. That's right. They're blaming Governor Wes Moore for this Reparations Commission, which I think is interesting because Governor Wes Moore, if you're listening, my friend, you still have the opportunity to shoot this down, okay? You can veto this Reparations Commission. I'm just saying. I know you might be thinking this is going to help you in the long run if you run for president, but I'm telling you right now, it's not going to help you at all. It is not going to help you at all. There are many Black people that are very well aware that something like reparations, number one, is unconstitutional, but number two, is going to cause more inflation. I mean, a lot of people are very well aware that the last thing we want is to pay out reparations. That's the last thing we want. But yet, they have Governor Wes Moore's face on that, so it'll be interesting to see what he does when it comes to that commission. I hope he vetoes it. But here's our Democrat elected officials embarrassing us on the national level, like they always seem to do. Right? Whenever they talk about Maryland, is it anything good? No. No. We once were talked about, what was that, about a year ago for the FBI headquarters. We're no longer receiving that. There's never a good story coming out of Maryland. right? And it's Maryland, right? You would think that we would have a good story, but we don't. We absolutely do not. Of course, we got a question of the day coming up. A lot of it has to do with Annapolis. We will talk about ICE and the limited collaboration with law enforcement here in the state of Maryland. Again, not a winning issue. I'm sure this was good. This is going to go national, too. This is going to go national. And I did want to talk about this big deal about proxy voting. This is something that I was following the entire time as I was on vacation. And it is voting by proxy because of whether the person's a new parent, right, especially the women in Congress. And Representative Ana Paulina Luna, who is a Republican, and Representative Brittany Peterson, who is a Democrat out of Colorado, they're the one that is pushing this vote by proxy bill. Now, Speaker Mike Johnson, in case you missed it, he shut it all down last week. And he said, you know what? Not only do I not want this voting by proxy, I would have shut all this down. We're not going to accomplish anything because they're trying to push this through and I don't want to deal with it. Well, Representative Ana Paulina Luna made a phone call. She talked to President Trump, and President Trump basically said, let's just, you know, allow her to have this. Now, there are many comments on this entire conversation. In case you don't know, what she's suggesting is that, you know, because motherhood is so hard and difficult, apparently, because it's so difficult, even though they have free daycare there at the Capitol, like you literally have everything you want in D.C. if you are a member of Congress, okay? You pay for nothing. Well, so except for where you stay while you're, you know, away from home, out of your district. But other than that, you pay for nothing. All right. And so what she wants, along with Brittany Peterson, is they want the opportunity for new moms to be able to stay home with their children, basically on maternity leave. No, absolutely not. And this is what gets me, too, because it's like Representative Ana Paulina Luna is a Republican and I like her. But when you're thinking about people voting by proxy, and then yesterday she came out and she posted this thing online saying she and Speaker Johnson came to an agreement. And meanwhile, his hand is being forced because of President Trump. Honestly, I wish President Trump would have gotten involved in this. But his hand is now being forced because, of course, he doesn't want to lose his spot as Speaker. And so they're trying to come up with some compromise. You don't need to compromise this. Not a single person voted for women in Congress to be able to miss days and vote by proxy because they decided that they were going to get pregnant at that time and then not be at work. This is not, it's not like it's some unforeseeable circumstance. You know that you were having a family, you know, for months. Okay. You remember, you carry the child for 9 or 10 months. You know this already. This isn't some emergency. Okay. You know how to figure it out. You have time to figure it out. And so now Representative Ana Paulina Luna, now she's saying, well, you know, we should make it for all emergencies so we're not discriminating. So it's not just for new moms or new dads. We should do all emergencies. Why? What is an emergency? Who defines what an emergency is? We are going to get into this at the 11 o'clock hour because it really, it's grating my nerves. I love Anna to death. I really do. But my word, this is terrible. This is terrible. When you go to run for office, you know for a fact what is on your plate, and you should know. You should know. If you can't figure all of this out, you should not be an elected official. If you can't figure out how to be a mother and do your job, I don't think you should be in Congress. Sorry, I don't. We're going to come back to this. Right now, we're probably going to get some bad news here. I don't know. But I've got my friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management on for today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday. How are you? Glad to have you back.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I know you've got lots of news for us this morning, Tim.
Yeah, I heard your prelude about bad news, and I have to tell you, I feel like I'm letting you down because I know that your listeners want good news, and you know, one thing's to, you know, certainly want to turn the page after last week. And unfortunately, of course, you missed a pretty tumultuous week last week in some of the reports that I gave, Kim, in the middle of the week last Wednesday. And, of course, Friday was another very volatile day. And here we are today, Monday, unfortunately, seems to be kind of the trend with the overall market. S&P 500 futures are, of course, off here today, about right around 2.5%, and they're off 142 points. NASDAQ futures are down a whopping 484 points, off about 2.7%. And actually, now that I'm looking at it, S&P futures, 500 futures are also off 2.7. And then the Dow futures are teetering on almost a 1,000-point decline here to open up the market, off 984 points, down 2.5%. Not good, Kim, obviously. You know, futures are hit again here today, remaining defiant after President Donald Trump's rollout of these shockingly high tariff rates on a lot of our key U.S. trading partners. And this is kind of sparking this rout, or this meltdown, if you will, over the last 3 days. Friday, the S&P 500 closed down 17.4% from its closing record high, just touched in February. So less than 2 months ago, Kim, and here we are, the market's hit an all-time high, and here we are down 17.4%, not, of course, including today's decline potentially. I mean, the Dow Jones Industrial Average posted back-to-back losses of more than 1,500 points. That has happened for the first time ever. So in your history, my history, investors in general listening to your show, Kim, this has never occurred before, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average has declined 1,500 points back-to-back days. We actually had a 2,231-point hit on Friday, decline on Friday. The S&P 500 on Friday even dropped 6% as well. That's the worst performance since the outbreak of the pandemic back in March of 2020. So in 2 days, the S&P 500 index, Kim, has lost 10%, and wiping out a tremendous amount of gains. So we really have to kind of digest this, hang on, brace yourselves, get through it. It is short term here. We have to be aware of that, mindful of that, Kim, and hopefully we'll get, you know, through to greener pastures ahead at some point. But for right now, things are volatile, so stay the course. I encourage all your listeners to reach out to their financial advisors, financial advising teams, and see what the strategy may be. So there you have it. Hopefully we'll have better news for you on Wednesday morning, Kim. All right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Good morning, good morning. We're going to jump right into all of these things going on in Annapolis. Happy signing day to all those that observe. I know. It's like the Senate, they have until midnight to get their act together, but we all know it's not going to happen. So it's like it's watching a train crash and derail from the tracks in slow motion, because we know it's going to happen, right? We can already predict what's going to happen. I do have some texts here coming in. Don't forget, if you haven't already, download the WCBM app. You can text me live in studio here through the app, which makes it very easy in case you don't want to call in. But I have some text messages. Nate, my friend Nate, good morning, Nate. He says, welcome back, Kim. Our Kim K withdrawals are now over. Well, thank you, Nate. I appreciate that. And like I said, Olivia had a great time, so it was definitely worth it. Marty says, Kim, tell Tim, it sounds like it's a great time to invest. Marty, you are correct on that. And if anybody wants to, because I know Tim Herb was, we were just speaking to him about the stock market. If you ever want to speak to any financial advisors, you can go to WCBM.com and you'll see there on the page, it's even on the homepage, where there is a link to RBC Wealth Management and, of course, to Tim Herb's team. And just reach out because, you know, this could be the time to invest. Obviously, this is not my wheelhouse, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to make the phone call. Right? It doesn't hurt. So check him out and ask some questions. Also, I got a text here from Doug. Doug says, Kim, I think your stock guy might be a Democrat. The globalists are pushing the sell-off to try to make Trump look bad. Yeah, Doug, I understand what you're saying. I do actually have some audio that I'm going to get to here today. And that is from Thomas Sowell. He did weigh in. I guess that was April 1st. On what he believes going to happen here with this back and forth with the tariffs. I don't think it's just Democrats that are worried right now. I think that it's just anybody that's, you know, that dabbles in the market, to be honest with you. I do. But we will continue to wait and see. As Tim mentioned, he'll talk to us on Wednesday and let us know what's going on there as well. All right. Well, we've got so much to discuss, so let's get right into it. Yes, we are going to talk about the budget. But first, I did want to talk about the fact that Senate's going to have to decide if ICE will have limited collaboration with law enforcement. And not that it's so limited, right? They're still going to collaborate. But, you know, here in the state of Maryland, for some reason, Democrats think it's awful to allow ICE agents to go into churches, to go into schools. And we've talked about this, right? We've even talked about this with our friend, Will Hanna, who is, you know, an immigration expert. He was in studio, gosh, I guess that was three Fridays ago. Phenomenal, phenomenal commentary there. Learned so much when Will was here. But as he mentioned, he said, look, you know, a lot of these criminals, illegal alien criminals, they know where to hide. Right. They know that they're, you know, not going to be detained in some of these churches. They know that they can be so far from, you know, so many feet from a school where they won't have to worry. And so that's where they are. And then it comes back to what does the Democrat Party gain in this conversation? You know, why would you want someone that is here illegally, that most likely has a warrant for their arrest, because that's why ICE is going after them in the first place. But a lot of these arrests, if you ever get the chance to see the numbers, a lot of them are for sexual assault. A lot of them are for sexually assaulting children, okay? Why would you want this person to be able to hide out in a church or hide out in a school neighborhood? Why would you allow something like that, knowing that this is, you know, the norm and the background for some of these people? You cannot win in this conversation. So when we get back, we're going to listen to some sound here from Fox 45's Vincent Hill. He did talk about it. Of course, Delegate Kathy Shalega, something that is very near and dear to her heart, she got her amendment through, which we don't usually see from a Republican. So we'll talk about that as well. And then also, in Baltimore County, did you know there's another restaurant closing? Another one. We'll talk about that as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street. Stocks starting off the day deep in the red. Overseas, much of the same. Markets picking up where they left off last week. They plunged after China retaliated for tariff hikes imposed by the U.S. President Trump standing by his policy on tariffs, insisting this short-term pain will lead to long-term gain. The president puts it this way, sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. Federal judge ordering the return of a Salvadoran national to the U.S. The man was deported to a prison in El Salvador. The judge ordering the 29-year-old's return by the end of the day. Rivers have been rising. Flooding has worsened across parts of the South and the Midwest, threatening communities already heavily damaged by days of heavy rain and powerful storms that killed at least 18 people. More details, srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The anti-Semitism that is rearing its ugly head today reminds me that the persecution of Christians is also rampant everywhere. Hatred is once again being pointed in the direction of those who follow Christ. Christian privilege is portrayed as advantages which have been bestowed upon Christians in some societies. What they need to say is Western societies, because don't think for a minute that Christians in North Korea or the Sudan have any privileges of any kind. Christian privilege is also defined as a social norm that leads to the marginalization of the members of other religions through discrimination and persecution. Really, once again, the target is the West. Ask a Christian in India if he can get away with discriminating against a Hindu. Ask a Pakistani believer if he can persecute a Muslim and get away with it. We share our faith out of love because we don't want that any should perish. We are tolerant of everyone because we know we're all sinners. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. The hockey world with a bit of a hangover this morning, drunk from the night before when hockey history was made.
Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental, but what happened to Ovi's stick? Islander goaltender Ilya Sorokin picked it up. After the game, Ovechkin was asked if Sorokin gave it back.
I tell him right away, so no, I need that stick.
did he give you anything? Did you give him anything back?
Kid, don't ask me.
Meanwhile, as expected, Maryland freshman center Derek Queen declared for the NBA draft, announcing it on SVP on ESPN.
I'd like to thank my mom for the unconditional love and being there every step of the way. I'd like to thank my Mount Vera coaches, Coach Boyle, and then I'd like to thank Coach Willard. I'm proud to say that I'm entering the 2025 NBA draft.
The Baltimore native is a projected lottery pick. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles hit the road to Arizona. And that is Stein on Sports.
One cold front bringing us wet weather today. The showers off and on through the morning hours and then tapering off late this afternoon. Still plenty of clouds and the temperatures. It's a chilly day. 50 will be as warm as we get. Couple of showers this evening, mainly a dry night. Mid to upper 30s tonight. Sun's back tomorrow. Sunny and breezy. Still cool. Temperatures near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
WCBM listeners, hi, it's Jim with Wallace Roofing. Wallace Roofing's been protecting Maryland homes for over 90 years. That's three generations of getting the job done right. No shortcuts, no sales gimmicks, just honest work and quality workmanship. At Wallace Roofing, we answer our phones. A real human will answer the phone and answer your questions. 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Feels good to be back. Yes, Kim Clay's Collab. We're back in action. And, you know, I've got a lot to say about a lot of different things, if you can imagine. But I hope you do, too. I hope that you do, too. Go ahead and take down the number before we get started here. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can call in anytime. You know, one of the things we're going to talk about first, especially in relation to Annapolis here, again, it's sine die, all right? That means they have until midnight to get their act together there in the Senate. But, you know, my question for you is, do you fear immigrants that are here illegally? I want to know, because I know I talk about it, but maybe you feel a different way. Maybe you don't fear people that are here illegally. Because there's some people that will argue and say, okay, well, you know, say they have a criminal history, right? And I hear this argument from the left all the time. They have a criminal history, but because they want to stay in America, they believe that they won't commit crimes. I've heard that. I've had this conversation. Yet, so for, in my opinion, and this might not be your opinion, which is why I want you to call me and let me know or text in, my opinion is I fear anyone that has nothing to lose, okay? Like, when you think about, like, the juvenile crime, you think about crime in general, right, in cities like Baltimore, Chicago, some of the more dangerous ones, New Orleans, right? When you think about these things, I look at it as these are individuals that have nothing to lose. Right. I mean, we've heard from juveniles that have spoken in the past to reporters when they were starting that whole squeegee initiative thing that, you know, they swore that was going to work. Well, anyways, and I will say there's less squeegeeers out there now. Now, of course, it's not warm quite yet. We'll see, I guess, when it gets a bit warmer. But right now there are less. So we've got to give a shout out to Mayor Scott and his team on that one. But, you know, when they were talking to reporters and reporters were asking, like, you know, what is it that makes you come out here and squeeze you windows or do this and that, you know, or even that the mother of the juvenile that killed Timothy Reynolds. Remember that on Light and Conway Street? Because he got out of his car after this kid had squeegeed the window and he didn't want it. And so the mother even talked about how he had been squeezing windows since he was 7 years old. And he was even taking his younger brother out there with him. And, you know, for me, it was hard to fathom that a mother would be okay with their kid just going downtown into, you know, into the city, basically running in and out of traffic. And, like, I couldn't even imagine being able to, you know, stomach that for a second, thinking that my kid, my seven-year-old, is going to be fine in traffic. But she was fine with it. And so, when you have nothing to lose in that sense, and that's kind of how I felt about that kid. I thought, this kid, you know, his childhood obviously was a disaster. We found out that his father had recently gotten out of prison. He was living in Essex. That's how they arrested him in Essex, Maryland. But, you know, the father wasn't really in his life. And then all of a sudden, you know, then they were trying to say this wasn't a race issue and, you know, this, you know, all these other things. But it's like, wow, this kid most likely never had a shot to begin with. If this is, you know, those two, that if they were the ones raising this kid. And so I looked at it as, okay, this kid, you know, shot Timothy Reynolds and didn't think twice about it because, honestly, what does he have to lose in his own mind? He has been out there on the streets surviving, literally just surviving since he was seven. So I fear individuals like that, and maybe you don't feel the same way. And so that's why I'm asking you, do you fear illegal immigrants? Do you fear them? And not all of them are dangerous, obviously. But, you know, when I look at it, I say, all right, what do they have to lose? Really nothing. I mean, they don't want to go back to the country in which they came here from, many of them. Some of them don't care. Some of them just don't care. So that is my question to you as we get into this audio. I was watching Fox News last night. Vincent Hill did a great report on what's going on in Annapolis in relation to ICE working with local law enforcement. Take a listen.
And beyond the budget, lawmakers are also debating immigration as two controversial bills passed the House.
And what they're doing is limiting cooperation with ICE, with local jails and police officers.
Now, Fox 25's Vincent Hill joins us live with what it could mean for immigration enforcement. Vince.
Well, Maxine, it's now up to the Senate to decide what, if any, authority ICE and local law enforcement will have when dealing with someone in the country illegally.
With just hours left in the 2025 legislative session.
And so I am very thankful for this bill.
Two pieces of the immigration debate, one step closer to becoming law.
There's 98 votes and affirmative Senate Bill 828, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed.
Saturday, the House passing Senate Bill 828, which prohibits ICE officials going into, quote, sensitive locations such as schools, libraries, or churches without a warrant. Lawmakers are also lumping in House Bill 1222 that looks to do away with the 287G program.
And I am thankful to everyone in this body who has voted for it, this, so that we can get rid of 287G, who has scared our community.
The program allows local law enforcement to enter into an agreement with ICE to assist with ICE detainers. The amended bill would create a statewide standard for local jails to hold people convicted of crimes of violence or gang activity for 48 hours, only to facilitate ICE detainers. If ICE does not pick the person up, they must be released.
Because the people in my community have been afraid for far too long.
While Democrats like Frederick County Delegate Karen Simpson are thankful.
So this is, I believe, more fear-mongering by the left that is stirring up the immigrant community.
Baltimore County Republican Delegate Kathy Shalega has been a longtime opponent of both bills.
ICE has said they are not picking someone up just to check their papers. They are focused on criminal illegal immigrants who have warrants for their arrest.
And there you have Delegate Kathy Shalega kind of breaking it down there. And that is what, you know, that is what supposedly ICE is doing, is picking up those that have warrants for their arrest, those that have the detainer request as they're getting out of, say, like the Baltimore County facilities. And ICE, you know, is supposed to detain those individuals. And I guess right now, the Maryland General Assembly saying, okay, well, they can do that within 48 hours. But after that, you know, good luck to you, ICE. You're on your own at finding this individual because we're not going to hold them any longer. Now, if you heard there, Delegate Karen Simpson, and she's out of Frederick. You know, this is what really upsets me about those that vote for things like this, right? Because, you know, Delegate Karen Simpson, I don't know exactly where she lives in Frederick, but I guarantee you she lives nowhere near the trouble which she wants to cause. And that's what happens, right? We talked about Johnny Olszewski on the show plenty of times and some of the decisions he made as a Baltimore County executive, right? When it came to sexual housing, when it came to illegal immigration, crime and violence, to juveniles, all these other things. But he doesn't live around it, okay? He doesn't live there. He lives, you know, in a secluded neighborhood with a house on the water, which many people are saying they didn't even think he was legally be able to actually build that home there, but it is what it is. It's there. But if you don't live around this, why are you voting for it? Why? How much money could you possibly be getting off of this? I don't understand it. So again, that's my question to you. Do you fear immigrants that are here illegally? Like I said, not all of them are violent criminals. But I don't trust anybody that has nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. I've got Lucy and Bel Air. Lucy, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I'm afraid. We're having the murder trial right now of the man that allegedly murdered Rachel Morin, who was the mother of five children.
Yeah, Martinez, right, is the last name. Yeah, no.
Yeah, picture.
Yep. And you are having that trial. And from what we know, Rachel Morin was jogging on a path like many people do. And
I've done that path many times. It's a very, very well done walking path that extends all around in Bel Air. And she was murdered just a mile from my home.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it makes you afraid.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, it is. It is very scary. Let me ask you this, Lucy. Do you possibly understand why Democrats would feel as though that these violent illegal aliens are not a harm to society? Because I honestly can't figure it out.
I think it's because that's what the Democratic Party tells them to do.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like sheep, kind
of. Some of them may not agree, but they're going to do what they're told because they get support when they run.
Right, right. That is very true as well. Lucy, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. And I hope you have a great week. And this is something I said because, you know, I try to make friends with Democrats in Annapolis. And then one of these friends voted for the Reparations Commission. And I was like, dude, really? How could you vote for something like that? But as Lucy pointed out, it's like they don't want to break, you know, they continue to toe the line, right? And when they run for office, they want to be on these slates and they all want to be hunky-dory and they want to support each other and get all this financial or the donations that they need to win and run again. When in reality, the person that I'm talking about, he's not dumb. He isn't stupid by any stretch of the imagination. And he knows that we can't possibly pay reparations in this state, yet he voted for it. And why? Because of what Lucy just pointed out. They got to fall in line. They got to do what Democrats say, you know? And so to me, it's like, I don't know how you can live like that, right? How can you live like that? How could you be so much of a coward or so much of a punk and say, all right, I know that we can't actually accomplish this. I know that it's most likely just pandering and more propaganda, but I'm going to vote for this because, you know, I'm part of the Democrat Party and this is what they want us to do. I can't respect that. I can't respect you. It's just not there. I need somebody that has a backbone to stand up and say, look, guys, we can barely pay out of the state. We're putting a cap on it now for the sexually assaulted victims in the early 90s and even in some of the 80s. And so we can't pay out those sexual assault victims, but you do believe that we're going to pay for reparations? No. No. So you're paying for all these experts to give you all this data and research that has been already collected time and time again, because we've had reparations commissions across the United States almost every election cycle. You can pull this data from anywhere if you wanted to. You don't need a reparations commission. You can pull the data and see that we can't do this. It's that simple. But they would rather spend money on experts doing it here in some kind of task force, because that's what the Democrat Party wants to do. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's stupid. It's a waste of time and money. And yet they voted for it, as Lucy pointed out, because they have to fall in line. It's terrible. It's terrible philosophies. And here I got Marty in text line. Marty, this is a great tweet or text, I should say. Excuse me. He says, a lot of those being deported are involved in human trafficking. As Maryland ponders reparations for slavery that occurred 150 years ago, they are protecting the slave masters who enslave people today. Right. Like, how do you square this? You can't. You can't. And this is what I'm talking about. This whole thing, the mind of the progressive, right? It's just not logical. It doesn't make logical sense. But you even have the moderate Democrats that will fall in line with these illogical progressives because that's where the party is headed. I need those moderate Democrats to, you know, have a backbone and stand up and say, hey, guys, we shouldn't be doing this. I've got Ellen in Baltimore. Ellen, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I am a moderate Democrat. I talked to you a couple months ago. I told you I was leaning more to the right now. Well, yeah. And welcome back.
Thank you.
I do have options, I was telling you, and you've grown on me. I voted for you. And I had said to you, I'd like to come to another event. Hopefully it won't be $100. I don't know if that $20 event has been held yet. Do you know?
Oh, you. Are you talking about is that the Sean Casey's event coming up at Michael's Cafe?
Yes, I was trying to find out from the former producer that was there. She had no idea about it, so I thought I would ask you first.
Oh, Pints in Politics. Yeah, that's coming up April 30th. Yep, if you go to WCBM.com, you'll see it right there. It's you'll see the big picture there, and then you can just click on that. But yeah, that's at Michael's Cafe in Timonium.
But I do not have the fear of illegal immigrants. But as I was telling your producer, I think, Brian, you have to be savvy. I used to work near Washington, near Capitol Hill, mm-hmm. right in Georgetown. A gentleman, I don't know whether he was legal or illegal, but he pinched me, I swear to God, during when Working Girl came out. I said, excuse me, sir. He was from Italy.
Oh, wow.
And I said, please, you meet all types of people in Washington. I worked for the government, and there aren't too many people in aid. I know that's off the topic, but the Agency for International Development, I worked for USDA. They had too many people, an overabundance. There's a bureaucracy, and that's what's good about Trump, what he's doing, but he's gone too far with these tariffs. And when he mentioned, we'll be very, very wealthy. No, I'm not, that's not my words, but several people have said they're both sociopaths, Trump and Musk, and they should be behind bars. That's what I've heard on the radio.
Yeah, well, that is what people say. And I there's a lot of people that agree with you, Ellen, that the tariffs are not a good idea. I guess we're still, we're looking at the long game. But I appreciate you calling in and tuning in here. So you're not afraid of the illegal immigrants.
I'm leaning more to the right. I think I'll be an independent or vote as a Republican. Most Jewish people, I'm proud of what I am, are Democrats. But I don't have to stay in that party. That's why I like your viewpoint at WCBM.
Well, thank you, Ellen. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week. Thank you so much. Look at that. Look at that. And Ellen probably hears the show. I have nothing against Democrats. It's the progressives. The progressives are wild. They are extremist, and they make absolutely no sense. We'll continue this when we get back. I do want to ask you, if you're looking for a natural way to boost your energy, support your heart, or stay active as you age. If that is the case, it is time to try Rescue Orsi. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every single day. So right now, radio listeners can take advantage of a special buy one and get one free offer on Rescue Orsi. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. All you have to do is call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483 to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can go online. You just have to visit res-q.com and enter code MYENERGY at checkout. So you don't want to miss out. This is an exclusive deal, and I'm telling you right now, it's not going to last long. So go to rescue.com now and use code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orsine with buy one, get one free savings. You can stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This is the establishment temper tantrum reaction to something new out of the box that in the end is going to pay massive dividends for the country, or we could just stay with the old established way of doing things, and that means America remains a sucker nation. That's your choice here. And there really isn't, there is no other alternative. Either we stay strong, united together, and understand that we're being taken advantage of and say we're not going to take it anymore, or you just get the crap kicked out of you every day and get taken advantage of by people every day. Now, I don't live my life that way. If somebody wants to punch me in the face, I'm gonna punch him back. That's just the way I'm wired.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Warning! Inflation is back on the rise. The national debt is spiraling out of control. The stock market has been at an all-time high, and wars continue to rage across the globe. Experts are predicting a massive economic crash for 2025, and you should be ready. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, where you'll learn why tens of thousands of hardworking Americans and even the world's central banks are turning to precious metals to help protect and diversify their money. Get your free gold and silver kit from Goldco by visiting HannityGold.com or calling 855-815-GOLD. You could even receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Don't let your financial future slip through your fingers. Learn why so many Americans are diversifying with gold and silver today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about legal immigrants in this country. And like I said before, obviously not every legal immigrant is a criminal, a violent criminal. I do believe everyone is a criminal because crossing our border is illegal. But they're not all violent criminals. That is very obvious, right? Probably a very small percentage. But I was asking you whether or not you'd actually fear the immigrants that are here illegally. I personally, I don't trust anyone that has nothing to lose. Everybody is not like me. So that's why I wanted to get your take on it. Also, we will get into the question of the day and the budget coming up in just a bit. But I got a caller here. I've got Bob in Catonsville. Bob, you wanted to weigh in on illegal immigration?
Yeah, first I want to say, liberalism is a mental disorder, like Michael Savage said, regarding progressives. Now, to my point, these illegals who are being let out, they should be shipped to this delegate's property who voted for this nonsense and let them build the trees of their tents. Yeah, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, no, Bob, I'm right there. I'm right there with you, Bob. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing I said earlier. The people that vote in favor of this stuff, they don't live near it. So they don't really care. I got Keith in Aberdeen. Keith, I got about a minute here. Hello, Keith? All right, Keith could not hang on. But that is kind of where I'm at with this. It's like, look, they don't really fear all of this because they know that there's no way for them to actually have to deal with it in the neighborhoods, these upscale neighborhoods in which they're in. Ron at Occupy Baltimore says, Kim, a few points about the Black Caucus money grabbing known as reparations. As the grandson of immigrants who came here 40 years after the Civil War ended, I owe nothing for slavery. White people who were here for not racist will grow to resent Black people for imposing a monetary penalty for the crime of having white skin. Also, Marylanders who can leave will leave, and those who cannot will foster a seething hatred towards Blacks going forward, possibly resulting in the find-out portion of FAFO. You're right there, Ron. Coming up next, we'll talk about the budget.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect from their transparent price.